Have you ever felt like you are not worthy of your success? Like you cannot show up online because you don't work the same like everybody else, whether it's around your town, it's around you in the salon, or even around you in the industry. Today, we're going to be talking about imposter syndrome as a part-time, whether you're a hairstylist, esthetician, or beauty professional, educator. Really the mind shifts that I had to make in regards to that. I am a part-time hairstylist. I am proud of that. For me, I talk about this shift, why it had to do with my health, physically and mentally as well, also my family needs, why I'm not ashamed of that. And I really hope that this episode is really super helpful to all of you out there. This episode is inspired not only and solely by my own experience, but also seeing right now currently things are happening within our industry behind the scenes. So with that, welcome to today's episode. I am Celeste. I am waving my hands at you saying, hey, welcome in. So this episode, I just came back from my walk. Today's Monday. I was around cleaning my house and I started to think about like the conversations I've been having in the Instagram on the DMs this past weeks and just things that keep showing up for me. I am very intuitive and I always love to listen to what's going on in my surroundings, and imposter syndrome kept coming up. I just did an episode. I just released part of it last week. This week is the really heartfelt part of that episode with Amy Porterfield and just interviewing her, right? And she has been over $80 million in 14 years. I am saying that because I've been in the industry for 6 years. I have not made millions of dollars, and that's okay. I'm totally good and comfortable with that. But also, like, leading up to the episode and the recording, I was like, oh my gosh, am I worthy of, like, you know, interviewing this, like, best-selling author, right? And then I started to think about this past week. You know, I have friends around me in the industry that suffer from, you know, like, health issues, ongoing, having surgeries that keep pushing through. And on last week on Thursday, I did a highlight service. Do you suffer from any type of like health issue that is keeping you from going to the full capacity that you want to in the industry or that anybody else tells you that you should be at? And that's what I felt like. So what happened after, so I did it, you know, it's for my niece. She's going off to college. Of course, she trusts me. Love you, Anai. Sending her love. And I still do foils, but not as much anymore. Like it's very, I am very particular when I do them, right? Because there is this side effect for me. I do not have carpal tunnel. I do not have health issues related to this, but I had a weird side effect after I got, you know, sick with, you know, the crud that most people got in 2020. I got the really strong strand of it and my left hand tends to swell up. So my hand was swollen for 3 days afterwards and it was so tender to the touch. I was dropping things the next day I went to work and I was thinking like, why am I doing this to myself? Like, why do I keep pushing through when my body is saying no? And am I alone in this? And as I thought about that, different like stories keep coming up with different friends within the industry that are dealing with their own health or own needs. Some of them have left the industry now. And I really wanted to talk about today, it's okay to be a part-time hairstylist. You can be super successful being a part-time hairstylist because I've done it. I'm going through it. And also to share my journey and some really helpful tips for you if you're navigating this change because it's natural and nobody talks about it. I see like, and you probably see also like big industry leaders that are educators that are no longer behind the chair, haven't been behind the chair for freaking like over like 8 years or 10 years. You see big industry leaders that work only part-time only to create content and are big educators telling us, you know, like giving us tips on how to grow and everything when they're not behind the chair full-time. So why is it that we, or me, in this instance, you know, if you're in the same boat as me, we judge ourselves that we're not good enough, we're not worthy of being successful and having our own abundance just because we don't do it on a full-time basis is what today's episode is about. The beautiful things that have come through it and the hard lessons that I've learned as I've navigated this season of going truly part-time. So with that, let's get to it. We all come into this industry to get creative and time freedom and monetary freedom. That is the guarantee that they sold me on, right? When I got into this industry, I'm like, oh, I get to have my own time and I can make my own money as much as I want to. And nobody like can interrupt that, right? Like I am the I am in control of all that. But what nobody told me is that it's harder than what it looks like, because when I got in, I did the long hours. I worked full time. I worked over 40 hours a week, and it was not a sustainable lifestyle for me. I've talked about it in the episode. I didn't get to see my kids when they woke up or when they went to sleep. My kids still remember that time period of my life. And I don't guilt trip myself for it, because I've learned so much from it. Whether my kids liked it or not, it is a time period where I learned so much, and I wouldn't be the mother or the human or the business owner I am today without that experience. But that wasn't a fit for me, okay? If it's a fit for you, congratulations. It's so awesome. I love it. Own it. Go hard at it. But it's not for me. And so I knew that right away. So I worked part-time. So that was back in 2018. So I really started working part-time. And then by the end of 2019, I started going more on a full-time basis, okay? And that's when, like, in 2020, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm starting to grow more. I need a bigger space. I'm ready to go full time, you know, get an assistant. So that was the plan I was going on. Well, I get my salon suite in March of 2020. 2 weeks later, we get on the shutdowns of 2020. California was hit hard, especially in the county where I live at. And I have been, I'm letting you inside scoop of my mind, how my mind works inside the mind of Celeste, the stylist, you know, not the human, but the stylist side of me. I felt like an imposter, because now I'm like, well, crap, like I'm not traveling anymore and working behind the chair, which equaled like a full-time job. Now I'm doing this part-time. Am I worthy of anything else, right? And I'm sharing that with you because it's gonna happen. It's a natural process, and I want to let you know that if you're feeling that way, it's natural, love. Like, embrace that feeling that, oh crap, I feel like I'm not doing what I'm supposed to, like everybody else is. And I felt that way too. And it was really an uncomfortable feeling, but I had to push past that. Remember, all your expertise, all the knowledge that you have behind the chair, behind your business, does not leave you just because you decide to go part-time. So for me, it is really first started with the pandemic. So that's when I first had to go part-time. But then secondary was with my health, right? Like, as I've started this episode, I have a weird symptom on my left hand, even to now, that continues to happen, where if I do too much, my hand really hurts. Like, it gets swollen, like, visibly, it gets red. I lose, like, strength on it. And although I've gone to rehabilitation and, you know, like, physical therapy for my hand, it still continues to happen. And I'm sharing this because it gets hard sometimes, right? Like, I'm like, well, crap, should I continue doing this? Like, is this the right path for me? And I'm sharing that with you because for me, like, blonding is my passion. It's not just something I do just for the hell of it, just because it makes money. I truly do love it. It took so much work, money, time, education to learn what I know how to do today in a more efficient time. And it's heartbreaking for me. And that's why I'm sharing this raw episode today. It's really heartbreaking that I cannot do that in a higher capacity that I want to, because I physically cannot literally do it. And sometimes we're going to meet those crossroads in our business or in our life where you have to decide what you're going to do. Are you going to continue pushing your body and hurting it, doing something just because that's what you love to do, or, you know, you feel like this pressure within the industry that you have to only do that? Or are you going to let it go and take care of your health? And for me, like, I have really have had to decide that I'm gonna have to, like, let it go. So I'm no longer growing my book of business in regards to blonding. Like, I had to let that go. And making that decision was not an easy decision for me to make, but it's necessary. Because if we live in an abundant world, right? Like, I believe in abundance. I truly do. And I love abundance. And if you have trouble with, like, allowing money to come easily to you or clientele or building abundance in your life, this is one of the biggest mind shifts that happened with me that I hope helps you. If you have more money, if you have more resources, you're able to bless more people and help them through that. Let me give you this example. If you're making more money, like for example, when I do bridal and I take like over 12 services, right? Or over 10 services or up to 20 services sometimes, I'm able to employ other people, you know, like offer like this possibility to other people to come be a part of my team and come, you know, like be a part of this event and be some part of somebody's special day. But also I get to bless them with monetary means. Like all the money doesn't go to me. I also pay them and I pay them very well. So that's the abundance mindset, right? Like it's not just all for me. It's I get to bless others and help others through it. And I started to feel like if I am truly in alignment with being abundant, why do I keep hurting my body and holding on? And like, it's not just for me. Like, I want to ask you, have you ever held on to something and kept doing something just because you feel that's the only way that you can bring income to your business or into your life? Because that's where I was at. And I decided that, you know what, like enough is enough. I cannot continue to hurt my body just to be able to show up on social, I have so much content of previous blonding I've done. I can continue to educate and share my knowledge of what I've learned and things, but I just can't continue to force myself and grow in an area of my business that's like literally hurting my body. And that's gonna take a lot of courage. And I'm sharing that because I see so many of my friends that are in the industry, that suffer from different type of health issues, that are pushing through doing heavy blonding services, doing heavy beauty services, booking themselves out nonstop to make the money that they need to also provide for themselves, but also hurting their body at the same time. And there's this like private conversations that happen of like, damn, like how much more? Like, why do we do this to ourselves, right? Literally, it's the conversation. Why do we do this to ourselves? And so today I'm not here to guide you whether do this or do that. It's right or wrong. I believe it's always like a gray area to everything. But I am here to like let you know that if you need to put your health first, you're allowed to put your health first. And I did want to talk and being open-hearted. Like there is so much like, our industry can be toxic. Everything can. I was thinking about that this morning as I was in my walk and I came back. Any job that you take, there's going to be people that love and don't like your work, right? No matter what you do, even if you work in an office 9 to 5, people are going to love your work or not love your work. No matter where you go, there's going to be good and bad things about every single industry, whether you're a doctor or you're a nurse or you're a teacher. I worked in the school system. I know what's behind there too. Everywhere we go, there's good and bad, right? It's like, and there's the neutrality of like, well, is this good enough for me? You know, like, is this good enough for my life? And having said that, our industry can be very toxic in the pressure that you need to show up. Like, it's very interesting. So sometimes people feel like they need to show up every day they go to work. I literally went to work on Friday. I didn't show anybody about it. I go to work on Saturday early morning. Sometimes I won't post about it. I go do events. I don't post about it. I do hair trials. I don't post my clients. They don't want to be on social. Why? Why would your client not want to be on social? Maybe your question for me right now in regards to marketing. Very simply, because I ask my clients. My clients don't belong to me. They their property of their beautiful face and body belongs to them and their hair. And I get to ask and they need to give me authorization to share that on social. That's just how I run my business. Doesn't mean if you do it another way, doesn't mean it's wrong. That's just how I choose to protect myself and my clients. And especially doing bridal, right? Like a lot of them want to surprise their loved ones and family members. And they're going to do the trials to go take pictures after or show their fiance, you know, or like hide it from their fiancés. So it's something very personal. And I don't need to be validated online to be successful. And that's the part number two of this episode I want to talk is about validation. Who are we doing this for? It may seem very easily for me to say, oh, like, you know, you don't need validation from online. And you may be saying, well, Celeste, that's really easy for you to say because you've already been published. You've worked with brands that you've wanted to. You're interviewing guests that you've always, you know, like like Amy, she was part of my like little dream list of 2023 that I had put on my actual dream little notebook last year at the end of 2022. So you may be like, oh, it's so easy for you, Celeste. Like you know, you have your mobile salon. You've done all these beautiful things and awesome things, and you have a podcast. You do your videos. You've gotten to work with Pinterest, doing live TV episodes. You have all these beautiful things. It's so easy for you to say that. You don't need to be validated. And I am being here with an open heart telling you, I'm going back. I want you to go back with me to Celeste from 2017, who was a beauty school student. Okay. And when I was a beauty school student in 2017, so that was what, like 6 years ago? Well, 2016, I enrolled in August of 2016 is when I enrolled to beauty school. And I graduated in September of 2017. When I was a beauty school student, I was not the most confident person in school. I was not the strongest colorist at school either, or strongest hairstylist at school. It did not come natural to me. But you know what did come natural to me? It was helping people. I have always come from a background of helping people, right? And as long as I can help one person, one, I'm not asking for millions or tens of thousands. If I can help one person, that's good enough for me. It's my intention behind it. So in regards to validation, what's your intention behind what you share, right? I know we're in social media, where we're marketers, you know, as beauty professionals, business owners, we have to like show our products and our services in order to get clients, because we do live, whether we like it or not, it is a capitalist society. We do require money to buy things and bless other people with it. So it is part of our existing world. It's like the reality of it. And so with that, I really want to ask you, like, who are you doing that for? Where's the validation? And one of the worst things that you can ask for is validation from the outside. And I learned that very early on in beauty school. So let me share with you the story of why I've learned to not earn validation from outside the world, within beauty school, and within my own family, okay? With beauty school, I had my engagement. I had my engagement ring, which is the biggest ring with the biggest diamond, right? For most of us, or biggest, jewel or whatever it is for you. That one got stolen in beauty school, okay? And people threw a fit. Parents called. Not all of them, but a lot of them were like just out of high school, girls coming into beauty school. And I got a lot of shit for it, okay, because a lot of them got their stuff looked over and lockers and things, because it was a lot of money, that ring that got stolen. And I was so devastated. I remember everything changed after that for me in school. And I learned very quickly that I was going to be in an industry where not everybody was going to be respectful or really helpful and uplifting of things when happened, but I had to earn my own validation. I could not seek it from the outside source or out from anybody else. I had to learn to get that confidence and validation for myself. And although I was not the strongest, again, I'm going back to 2017. I was not the strongest student. I was not the strongest colorist. I did have the strongest intent that whatever I did, I was going to try to do my best. Even if it took longer, even if it wasn't the best work out there, I was going to always give it my best and be patient with people. So why ended up happening from being my own self-validator, that I was giving it my all, although it wasn't the best work, I started attracting more recurrent clients, okay? And most of the time, they gave me the hardest clients that nobody wanted or nobody could handle were given to me, because I knew how to just talk to them, because I understand people get frustrated and people don't always want a yes. Something that I've really learned from customer service I'm sharing with you today, it's not that people get mad because you're not a pushover. It's not that. People don't always want to hear the yes. People just want to be heard. Let me say that again. People just want to be heard, okay? I say no to people all the time. I've turned down services. I've turned down weddings. I've turned down brides because we're not a good fit, or I'm already booked out, so I literally cannot do the service. So it's not that you say, oh, no, I can't. It's like how you say it, right? And that you hear out the person that's talking to you. And so that's where I learned very early on in my career as a hairstylist and beauty professional that I was not going to be waiting for outside validation. I was going to have it from within. Now, let's talk about the accolades. Let's talk about the magazine publishings, working with a brand and everything else. And all the beautiful things I've gotten to do in my career. I want to share behind the scenes how that has happened, because I really feel there's a huge misconception in regards to that with me. And I just want to use this, my platform, and you as my listener to clear that up and also give you insight to help you. Okay, because I'm here to help you. This is a free resource for you, my podcast. For me, all those accolades were not intentional, okay? Except for one thing, everything else has not been truly intentional, okay? So let me talk to you about that. So I knew as soon as I got into beauty school, and shout out to Sadie, I noticed that there was this awesome hairstylist, and she was working with brands and also had a salon. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. And I followed her, and she had an awesome personality, and I'm like, oh, she seems cool. And I knew for myself, I never said it out loud. I never told anybody in school. I wanted to be an educator, and I did not want to be a full-time hairstylist. And I didn't say it out loud because during that time, back in 2017, that shit was not popular. That may be okay now, and you can go say that and do that now. You can be straight out of beauty school or a brand new hairstylist and start charging $350 a service, whatever. That's cool. But back then, like, it was different in regards to, like, yeah, I could still charge $350, but was there demand for my $350? And also, like, working part-time, what do you mean working part-time, right? Like, that wasn't really heard of during that time. So I kept that to myself. I started showing videos, okay? And I want you all to, like, listen to this part. I started showing videos without an iPhone. I started recording videos that were sucky, that were kind of pixelated. I never stopped myself because it wasn't good enough, because I already knew how much I had stopped myself already. And all I wanted to do was to educate people how to utilize a product that I loved, how to utilize products that were making a difference in my own career and in my own learning, because nobody was helping me and I was new in this, and this does not come naturally to me. So all I wanted to do literally was showcase, this is the product, this is how it works. This is what I can do for you, and that's it. And that's how everything's naturally starting to unfold. The only two things that I've ever have done intentionally, number one, I knew I wanted to become an educator. I had no clue how I was going to do it. I just started creating videos again just to educate. And then number two, the other intentional thing I did was this one time I did a tutorial with the water bottle challenge, remember, with the hairdryer. That thing was intentional because I thought it was so cool and I wanted to see if it worked. And I knew that I had to get on it fast. And I stopped myself. I created the video as soon as I saw the first video come out and I didn't post it. And to this day, I've learned that. That was the biggest lesson for me. Because I didn't post it right away, I waited and then I posted it. I did get featured in one newspaper, but I could have gotten more opportunities if I had done it right away. And that's when I knew that I had to stop myself from waiting for perfection and be fast action takers. This week, the episode is going to be coming out with Amy, which is, I think it's a perfect, beautiful follow-up to this episode today. It's not the people that make the beautiful backgrounds, that have the perfect lighting, that have the perfect camera. It's not the people that, you know, do the most incredible videos or have the incredible looks or voice or aesthetics that are super successful. It's always the people who are action takers and are persistent, who are willing to do it for the long haul, the long ride, that are the most successful. And I'm here to share with you that if you have dreams and things to do, that you can do it. I've done it as a part-time person. I don't work full-time. I've already shared with you my story. Like, I literally stopped working full-time in, I think it was March or April of 2018. And I haven't looked back since then. I was planning on going full-time, but, you know, the 2020 thing happened, my health happened, and I'm not ashamed of that. And I'm sharing that with you today because If you're a part-time hairstylist, esthetician, or beauty professional, you matter. You are not an imposter in our industry. You are strong and you have so much talent to show. Please don't be ashamed because you decided to work part-time. Please don't be ashamed because you're putting your health first. You're putting your family's needs first. You're putting your happiness first. That takes courage. And I want you to know that I see you and I feel you because I am in your shoes. And I know as a part-time hairstylist, sometimes I can be like, damn, you know, but I'm not doing this full-time. But yeah, you know what? I'm not going to break down my body to be full-time. Who am I going to validate? Who am I trying to prove this to? How is that going to help my family? How is that going to help me as a person? You can be successful being a part-time hairstylist and beauty professional. I've also have encountered and met many beautiful professionals throughout, you know, this past few weeks that are only doing this on the weekends and have a 9-to-5 or, you know, are dental hygienists or are medical assistants or have in a healthcare career or have another type of career on the side. You know, that's their primary, you know, career, and they do this just on the side because they love it, but they don't want to do this full time. And that's okay. You know, how you can be successful in regards to marketing yourself when you are part-time. So these are my top 5 tips. Number one, when you're able to, okay, so don't pressure yourself, but in those down times when you're at work, record, okay? So maybe you are doing a lash lift and it's during that time when it's processing, record the video of them processing. And if they don't want to be on video, you can just do just their, you know, like their closed eyes or just the product that's being mixed or, you know, like around your surroundings of your space or you holding a tool like, you know, near the product or mixing product or cleaning up, all those little behind the scene things. Take advantage when you have low time and record. That's what I do a lot. That's how I create so much content. I have so much content in my stuff that I haven't even posted. Record. Take it in and don't judge yourself, okay? So one of the worst things I do to myself is that, and I've learned, okay? So I know that when the content's super good, I can post the same day, I do it. But when it's not and I'm kind of hesitant, I let it just sit in my phone. And I can go back to it in a couple of days or when I need to post again, I can look at it and decide if it's good and what to use for a reel or for my story. So don't judge yourself. Record when you have those, when you're at work and you have low times, okay? It can be 3 seconds, 5 seconds, I guess, because, you know, my best friend says he wants to see stuff longer. So you can do like 5 seconds that you can then cut down into 3 or 2 seconds that you may need. Tip number two for becoming, you know, part-time hairstylist, make sure that you book yourself out on the days that your clients most need you. So I had to, like, you know, in order to be part-time, I know Mondays may sound cool to go to work, but my clients cannot do Mondays, okay? Like, it's the beginning of the week, whether it's school, whether they're moms, whether they're, you know, worked at their 9-to-5. Mondays are not a good day for my clientele. So you have to really listen to your clientele, who you're trying to attract, right? If you're trying to attract only moms that are at home, you know, Mondays are probably like the worst days that you can do, right? I already know that because I have a lot of clients that are moms. So I know Mondays are off for me. So I really want to make sure that whatever your clientele is, that you're there for when they need you on the most days that they want. And with that, tip number three, please take a weekend off. I don't care what anybody says, you need to, how are you going to give out your best work if you are depleted yourself? I take a Saturday off a month. I did it a couple months ago because I was so busy with weddings and events, doing hairstyling. I didn't take a Saturday off for 8 weeks. Okay, so I was working all Saturdays and some Sundays. And I was so depleted and tired. Like the amount of money I made did not even matter because I was so exhausted and my body was aching. Because remember, I told you, I have health issues. And it was such a beautiful reminder for me that, Celeste, you need one Saturday off a month. So although, you know, Saturdays are very highly requested when I have my Saturday on my calendar. I have all my Saturdays off in my calendar. Nobody can request that day. I don't care if I get inquiries for that day. It's a very sacred day. It's a day for my family. It's a day for Celeste to replenish herself. So give yourself those Saturday, at least one weekend off or one day of the weekend off per month so that you can replenish yourself. Number four, establish a schedule that you want, okay? So maybe you're like, cool, Celeste, you work Saturdays, but girl, I do not want to work on Saturdays. I'm like, okay, that's cool. You're your own boss, so choose the days that you want to work. What days work best for you? I know what days work good for me and what days I cannot work on. So make sure that you establish that because your clients will respect that. None of my clients... They used to try in the beginning, so I'm being honest with you. But none of them now are like, oh, I need you to come in, Celeste, on Tuesday at this time because that's when I'm available. No, like they know I have my schedule. This is the days that I'm available. What works best for you? So they understand I have my schedule days where I go to work and they choose the time and day that works best for them from those dates that I give to them. So make sure that you have clear boundaries, okay? Having boundaries does not make you mean, it's not gonna make you unsuccessful. On the contrary, when you have boundaries, you have developed that relationship with a strong foundation. I want you to think of having a relationship with somebody that you love or a significant other, right? There's a lot of communication and you both have boundaries. Like I know what I can and cannot do, you know, as a partner with my husband, and also like the importance of having like being my own person, right? The same thing happens with a client. Like I know what I can and cannot do with a client, and also the importance of having open communication when things happen or arise, because we're human, we're gonna get sick, unexpected things are gonna happen. The being able to have open communication and understanding of what happens when I am sick, what happens when my client gets sick, what happens if my client decides to cancel last minute, what happens if I have to cancel last minute. Believe it or not, like this may be unpopular, but I'm just sharing with you today because, you know, that's what this episode is about. As being a part-time hairstylist, just like I charge a cancellation fee to my clients, there's something that my clients get if I cancel on them because I'm sick. I did that because for me, how the heck is it fair that they cancel last minute or they get sick and they have to cancel and they pay their fee. And then I get sick and they don't get nothing in return. Like that for me is not an equal exchange. I rarely get like sick anymore. You know, using my mask has really helped me, and they understand that. They understand that that's really helpful for me, keeps me healthy. So they're okay with me doing that, right? So that's what I mean. Like it's really important that you have open communication with boundaries. It's very important in business to have boundaries. You do not want to be a pushover. You do not want to be trying to people please everybody, because you're going to end up in a really unhappy state. And number five, please validate yourself. Please do not allow others to put you down just because, oh, so you only work part-time. Like that quote makes me so angry. It used to really piss me off, but now I just laugh and I'm like, yeah, I know. Isn't it awesome? I get to pick my own hours and time, and that's the lifestyle that I get to choose. We all have different reasons. I know today in the podcast I shared with you is my health. I physically cannot go full time. Like, no, it's not going to happen. And now, you know, like with my family needs and dynamics, you know, and my husband's business, he has grown so much. Our dynamic has changed a lot in our family too, of what I need to do to be supportive of my family. And, you know, I also help run my husband's business in the background with a lot of things. So knowing that, I know like being part-time is the best thing for me. And when people say hurtful things, because it's going to happen, it's happened to me, I'm just being honest with you. When people say hurtful things to you, when people put you down because, oh, well, what would you know? You only work part-time. When you feel like an imposter, or like you don't, like, man, I don't belong in this room with everybody else. Or like, man, who am I to like teach others when I'm only doing this on part-time status? When you feel like you're not enough, or your expertise is not enough because you don't do it full-time. I want you to remember this. Your experience, you have so much value that nobody else can share but you. you and I can talk about the same subject on the same day and we would have totally different presentations of what it is. Please don't devalue yourself because you work part-time. I don't. I don't charge less just because I work part-time. I don't think I'm worthy of less money because I only do this part-time. I'm like, no. On the contrary, I know there's demand for my services and my time is valuable and I put up my boundaries for that. And you're allowed to do that as well. And you can be super successful with this. And it's really important that you always, always think about your own happiness. Your happiness matters. We come into this life, okay? And being a hairstylist does not determine your worth. Your work is not based on everything that you work on. You're not worthy just because you work nonstop. You're worthy also when you take a nap and you get that email, hey, do you want to come on my podcast? You're worthy when you're on vacation and you get that email, hey, can you do an episode for us? And I want to work with you. You're worthy of all those beautiful abundance even when you are in your slow season, because we are human beings that need to replenish our energy and we give out that energy out to the world. And being part-time does not make you unworthy of blessings and charging your, you know, what you need to be a half profitable business, okay? I literally just raised my rates this past week. I'm not judging myself because, oh, Celeste is a part-time hairstylist. How dare she? I'm like, wow, Celeste has invested so much in education, is learning so much more, is becoming quicker and more efficient in her services that, yeah, she does receive, and, you know, the pricing of everything continues to go up. Yeah, she needs to be profitable. It is time to adjust the rates. And, you know, I will let, you know, and I let my clients know. So, with that, next time you feel unworthy, don't. Next time you feel like you have to explain yourself, don't. You don't own an explanation to anybody. The only reason that I am here on today's podcast sharing why I am a part-time hairstylist and beauty professional is because of my health, is because I know there's so many of us out there that are scared to share that with the world. And I'm here to tell you that you have no requirement to tell that to anybody if you don't want to. But that is my truth. I am a part-time hairstylist and I don't mind it. And my business is changing. My life is changing. And I'm going to the big season of pivot. Right now, we're about to hit September. For me, September is like this magical season. It's like a brand new year where all my creativity and fun starts coming out even more. And my family, you know, my mom's coming from out of town. I have my kids and, you know, everything, the holidays, all the beautiful things start coming into play during this next couple of months. It's such a magical season and I love being able to be part-time so that I can be home and bake cookies with my kids and I can go pick them up from school and I get to have and be the mom I've always wanted to be, and I'm no longer ashamed of it and I don't feel unsuccessful for it and I don't care how much money other people make. I'm happy for them. I am so happy others have abundance. I'm so happy that we are in an industry where we should be allowed to choose our own hours, where we get to be successful under our own terms. And, you know, people that love you and people that actually are supportive of one another, don't shame each other because, oh, you only work part-time. Oh, you only do this. No, on the contrary, we uplift one another. So be part of the change by being true to who you are. Be true to what schedule really fits your lifestyle, because we only have one life. And this is a job that we get to do. I love it. I'm passionate about it, but it does not define who I am. If tomorrow I decide that being a hairstylist is no longer in alignment with my life or with who I am, I will be able to shift and it will be okay, because all those life experiences will move forward to the next step. So don't be ashamed if you need to switch. Don't be ashamed because you're going part-time. Maybe you just had a baby. I remember when I had my babies. You go back to it part-time. Good for you. Choose your happiness. Be courageous to live your truth. And as always, please take what resonated in this episode forward and leave the rest behind. So let's take a deep breath in. 1, 2, 3. And release from your belly out. Release, 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 release what no longer serves you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Tune in on Thursday. Awesome, awesome episode with Amy Porterfield. We're really talking about the journey of being a business owner. I really love that episode. She really opened up and she was, you know, and such a beautiful example that sometimes we see other people that are doing amazing things and we're like, wow, it's so easy for them. But we forget that there was a journey and there's a story behind the scenes and things continue to evolve. And we all have different challenges. They just may look differently at different stages of our business and of our lives. And it's just such a beautiful episode. I'm so excited to share it with you. The video will be up on Spotify on Thursday if you want to watch a video of Amy and I in person. And I will be showing a little like clip on tomorrow on Instagram about the episode. So much love. See you back here next week. Bye, love. I mean on Thursday. Bye.